Katie Jane Greave became the first Southwest footballer to play in the AFL Women's League after being picked up by Carlton late last year. The 20-year-old was instrumental in the inaugural AFL Southwest Women's League last year, leading South Bunbury to a premiership and winning the Best and Fairest Award. It's quite a meteoric rise. Katie Jane Greave joins me from Melbourne. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Did you think that you'd be in this position 12 months ago?
Not at all. Not at all. But I'm happy I am. It's been an experience.
Tell me about that rise, though. I mean, obviously, it must have been a real buzz to be part of the inaugural Southwest Women's League and go on and win a premiership. Did you think, I mean, describe, I guess, that experience locally in that first year?
In the first year, the first couple of games, it really, I got a passion for it after a first couple of games, and I just wanted to keep going and improve myself, my skills and my fitness, and I pushed myself in that season in Southwest. I become to really love it, and then I followed up in the AFLW, and yeah.
When did you first pick up a football?
I've been playing football since I was fairly young, but not, I could never play with the boys very often, but I always had a ball in my hand growing up.
Did you play other sports as well?
I played a bit of basketball, not at a very high level, but I went to the Perth a couple of times and played in the country champs.
And what about the pickup by Carlton? I mean, you probably can't say too much, but did you have a passion for Carlton when you went over there, or did you support another team as a young person?
As a young kid, I've always supported the West Coast Eagles.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm from WA. So, no, it was good. So when they picked me up, I thought, may as well change it up and go for it, may as well. And now I've just become to love that club and the people that are there.
My guest is Katie Jane Greave, the first Southwest footballer to play in the AFLW, playing for Carlton this year. You've already played a couple of games. How's that experience playing on the big stage compared to playing locally?
Oh, the comparison's massive, but at the end of the day, you're still just playing footy with a bunch of girls. But it was awesome to put on the navy blue and be out there with all the baggers.
Do you know did you know the song when you got there?
No, but been practicing.
Have you? I'm not going to ask you to sing it. That's not my next question.
No, please don't.
And what about your connections to the Southwest and Bunbury? Tell me about that.
Still like ongoing connections.
Yeah. Well, did you grow up here, and like, do you still have family and friends here?
Yeah, but all my family in Busselton, so I'm actually from Busselton.
Right.
So I grew up in a small country town in Greenbushes. So. Moved to Busselton when I was 14, and then, got all my family in Busselton and Capel, and so I've got all the southwest, the lower southwest, so yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. And so where to for now? I mean, what's your goal playing in the top league?
Hopefully to stay here, but yeah, I'm just going to take it as it comes each day and just keep learning and gaining knowledge and hopefully stay over here and keep playing for the Blues. So,
and a couple of wins, a couple of losses this year. How do you feel about Carlton's chances of taking a premiership?
Well, I think we can still do it, I reckon. We just really push ourselves, and we've had a couple of losses, but we've just got to work harder as a group.
I've got to say, though, I've witnessed a couple of AFLW games. The last one, the Dockers v Collingwood at the new Perth Stadium. And being that close to the game, it really is quite brutal. In fact, there is no holding back, is there? I mean, is that the sense out there that it really is all on?
It is on, yeah. it's a good game. It's really tough. The girls give their all and put their body on the line, and good.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you all the best, and hopefully Carlton go okay in 2018. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All the best.